Along the western coast of Vancouver Island in British Columbia, a killer whale named Luna is being ardently pursued by two camps. Canada's Department of Fisheries and Oceans, or DFO, is trying to lure Luna into a net pen so they can reunite him with his long-lost pod of fellow orcas. At the same time, Indians from local tribes are on the water in canoes trying to tempt Luna in the other direction. Scott Sutherland has been down on the docks in Gold River covering the story for Canadian Press Broadcast News. Luna is now about 25 miles away from there in Nootka Sound.
He's down there with a group of First Nation paddlers. They've managed to lure him with singing in their canoes back down to the mouth of Nootka Sound, as far away from the Fisheries Department capture operation as he can possibly be.
So there's a little battle underway, it sounds like, for the heart and mind of Luna here.
It has been a tug of war since the DFO team got up, and this is a team of whale wranglers, experts, divers, vets, boat handlers. This orca has been stranded in this fjord in Vancouver Island for 3 years, since his pod went south, and he didn't tag along. He's become more than a nuisance, he's really become a public safety risk because he is becoming too acclimatized to boats in Nootka Sound, fish boats, float planes. He's going to cause some harm, say the fisheries department.
I understand that it's not just Luna doing harm to himself, but there are also people who are maybe getting a little too close to Luna and endangering him.
Absolutely. In fact, people have tried to brush his teeth. There is a report that somebody tried to, this was a couple of years ago, tried to pour beer down his blowhole. And this is what got the Department of Fisheries very exercised. They have had a patrol officer or protection officer based in Gold River to protect this whale from human interaction for the last 2 years.
Let's talk about the Indian tribe members who are out on canoes trying to get the attention of Luna and succeeding, I guess. Explain what their claim is that they think on this whale.
The name of the band is the Moachat Muchalut, and members of that band were told by their late chief shortly before he died that he felt he would return as a Kakawin, as an orca. Shortly after his death, Luna, or they call him Sukit, showed up, and they have felt since then that he is the spiritual embodiment of their late chief, Ambrose McQuinna. They would like to see him return to his pod, but they'd like to see it done naturally. They are fully against this hard capture, as they call it, putting him in a pen, then lifting him into a tank and taking him by truck.
That's what the government scientists, the fisheries officials, want to do.
Yes, and they've employed some of the best whale wranglers in the world. The Vancouver Aquarium is actually overseeing the whole operation.
Now, if they do get him into that pen, what's the idea for how they would get him farther south and hopefully reunite him with his family?
They are planning to close off the roads. It's a 350-kilometer, so 275-mile journey down the spine of Vancouver Island by truck. They're going to do it at night, and they're taking him to another holding pen near Victoria. They are hoping that by having him in a holding pen in this bay, he will be within acoustical range of his family. I've talked to a whale expert up here who has been studying orcas for 10 years. She says she's been listening to him underwater for 3 months. She says he still speaks the pod's language. He calls out to his family every hour or two, and she says 99.9% absolutely certain if he hears them or they hear him, they will reunite.
Scott Sutherland, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scott Sutherland is covering the story of Luna the Orca for Canadian Press Broadcast News in Vancouver, British Columbia.